models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
So I'm back in the lovely Lizzie May Vintage again to have a look, not just at what you've got here though, but to find out about the fact that you actually take Lizzie May Vintage out to people and you're involved in a local vintage fair. So what's going on, Fran?
Right, well, we've arranged Hereford's Vintage Fair for the 7th of April. It's going to be in the Shire Hall in St Peter's Square from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we've gathered all local vintage sellers and sort of craft, vintage inspired craft.
Now, Sharon, obviously you're going to be doing the clothes and the accessories and that kind of thing. But what other kind of vintage things are going to be there? What else do people sell that are vintage?
Well, I think there's something there for everybody. We've got a lady coming that creates lovely jewellery from vintage cutlery. We've got the Hereford Historic Transport Society. Obviously, they're not selling anything, but something lovely to look at. A lovely tea and cake stall. Yeah, there should be something for everyone.
Now, vintage fairs do seem to be getting an awful lot more popular. I mean, in our area, are there lots of them going on? Was it quite easy to find people to come along?
There's not many involved in Hereford, no. If you want to travel to Worcester and Abergavenny, there are more fairs out that way, but I think we're the only ones who've arranged any fairs in Hereford City itself. This is our second fair, and it's much bigger than the first one we did back in October, and hopefully it's going to be a good one.
So tell me about the one about in October then. Just look back to what that was like. Did it have a lot of people coming along? Did it actually surprise you how well it went?
Yeah, well, when we organised it, we thought nobody's going to come. We're not going to get any stall holders. And we within a couple of weeks of putting it on Facebook, we'd filled our tiny venue. We had 8 stall holders. Just free advertising on Facebook and postering around local venues and cafes. And it was so well attended. We all did really well. It was a lovely atmosphere. It was lovely weather. And, yeah, it was perfect. So from that, it's grown into, you know, a really quite big event this time.
So that obviously inspired you to think we'll do the one that's going to be on the 7th of April. And is it something that the city of Hereford is quite keen on having, this kind of thing?
Well, I think so, because from the arranging of the Spring Fair we're doing in April, Hereford City Council approached us, and we're also doing a summer street fair in Hereford High Town with the backing of the council. So I think the city is quite embracing the vintage feel for Hereford.
Sweetie, not quite, sweetie, not quite, sweetie, not quite.